This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Testing. Go ahead and talk more, Court.
Talk more. Hey, I can do that, baby. I'm going to talk more. Baby. I'm going to talk through you guys.
Baby.
I'm going to talk over you. I'm going to talk about you.
I'm going to talk over you about you.
I think I shouldn't have eaten that Airhead.
Oh, you ate yours?
That is a lot of sugar. You don't realize how much sugar is in an Airhead until you actually eat an Airhead.
Yeah, you do.
As an adult.
That Airhead was from our boss. I'm not sure why she gave each of us one and put it on her desk.
Not everybody got one.
Maybe not everybody's considered an Airhead.
Yeah, take it as a compliment, Cord. I think she was like trying to like name call us without calling us names.
She absolutely was.
Yeah, because
without a doubt.
I mean, we screw up all the time. But I ate that, and when we get done with the show every day, I don't know. I might be alone in this, but I am wiped. I am exhausted. I am. It is like I ran a marathon. I've never run a marathon, but I assume that's similar feeling.
I doubt it, but yes.
So
I don't know. Do you have blood on your feet? Is your toenail falling
off?
No,
but my nipples are bleeding after every show.
I didn't want to say it. I'm so scared of that word.
Oh. Because, okay, well, hold on. No, well, now we got to share that story.
We have three times on this podcast.
Have we?
Yeah.
We shared the nipple story on the podcast?
One of my first days on air, I slipped up and said
nips. They said nipples on the air, and that's enough. Like, you don't say nipples on the air.
Well, I don't think it's that bad, but.
Well, yeah.
Family programming. When the kids are on the bus, they don't want to be hearing about that.
They have nips, too.
What if one of our dog's name was Nipples?
I think it's more of a cat name.
Would we never be able to talk about our dog on the air?
Who would name their dog Nipples?
Now I kind of want to.
Darn it.
Yeah. Come here, Nipples.
So Airheads. Sugary Airheads.
So I'm wiped at the end of every show. So I was like, you know what? I'll eat this Airhead. Maybe it'll give me like a boost, like a sugar rush real quick. And it did give me a sugar rush. For like 5 seconds, and then I'm like, I'm got my sugar crash.
Yeah.
Paired with my after show crash.
I'm waiting for you to start.
So cool. Yeah, well, and that's why I'm like,
it would help to have a coffee, but I don't like to have one after work because I want to go home and nap.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I don't drink a coffee. I drink my double shot before the show. And I will not drink a coffee. Oh, get out of here.
Turmeric. She just handed me a turmeric balanced superfood shot.
Melissa's got these superfood shots.
Do you see me yawning and tired like you guys?
Well, Melissa, can I? And Melissa, I want this to be a compliment. Don't take it as anything but a compliment.
Oh, but crap.
You're the healthiest unhealthy person I've ever met in my life. Because you will eat bad like me. I eat terrible. Mm-hmm. You will eat bad like me.
I do.
But then you also eat the healthiest of anyone who eats bad, like I know.
No, I actually have to agree with that.
Yeah, because like after the show, you'll like eat like a hard-boiled egg or like celery or like your superfood shots.
And then I will go home and I'll eat a half a gallon of ice cream.
Life is all about balance. You reward yourself with those, with like the right. junk food. It's, I respect it.
It's like the topic mm-hmm. we talked about. So you left early for school, which I want to get into here in just a second. But you left early the other day for Porter's first day of school.
Yes.
So court filled in. And we talked about food, foods that you would be willing to take life, like time off the end of your life away. Yeah. Because a study came out that said for every hot dog you eat, it takes 35 minutes off your life.
Oh, yeah, 36 I saw that.
36, yeah, sorry. 36 mm-hmm. minutes. So we were talking about that. Melissa, there are foods that, because the whole study said there are foods like hot dogs, it's like 36 minutes. There's other foods that take more time off, other foods that take less time off. But then there's also foods that you could eat that add time.
I saw it, like almonds.
Yes. Yes. Right. So I feel mm-hmm. like you are going to die at the exact right time. Because for every food that you eat that takes time off, you fill it back up with your healthy food.
I have to admit, in this short amount of time that we've known each other, you are flipping spot on. Total 1,000% spot on. I sometimes don't know who I am. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm going to be the queen of yeah. healthy eating. And then all of a sudden I am the worst eater ever. And the funny thing is I used to be really good about eating. And then I got so sick of it.
Yeah.
I get so sick of eating healthy that I'm like, okay, I need to eat healthy. But no, I'm like, screw it today.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to have, you know, some Ben and Jerry's.
Right. You pass a Wendy's home. I could go for a Frosty right now.
Yeah.
Last year, I did a full month, the month of September, as a vegetarian.
Why?
Just to challenge myself to see if I could do it.
Literally the healthiest of us three. Melissa goes, why?
Ew.
But the problem was I just ate Impossible Whoppers.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. That does not count.
I mean, they are vegan,
that's
right?
That's like 12,000 grams of sodium. Yeah.
So my diet actually, like, I gained weight that month because all I ate was, like, French fries, Impossible Whoppers, and potatoes, any form of potato.
You had to been blown up like a balloon and retaining water.
It was a bad month.
One of my first radio jobs, I worked the hours of like 6 or 7 at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. And I would always get off at 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, if it timed out right, the Wendy's on my way home it closed at 1:30.
Yep.
So if I could get out of work right at 1, then I would leave and I would try and go through the drive thru.
Well, yeah, you were probably starving by then.
I was starving, but even when on the nights I wasn't starving, when I brought my dinner or brought my like food in, I would swing by for a Frosty. And I put on so much weight that first year in radio.
Just by one Frosty a day?
Yeah. At 1 o'clock at night, like right before I would go to bed.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. And I was like, it was like right before we got married, like Meredith and I got married. So I was like, why am I not losing more? Because I was working out a lot and I was like, why am I not losing weight? Because I was eating a dang Frosty, sometimes French fries as well. and a burger, you know, like
it's
at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nobody goes for just a Frosty.
I mean, I have before, but you're right. I'd say most of the time you can't just.
What size Frosty was it?
It was normally a small. So I thought I was like being responsible.
If I'm the employee,
you know, like
I was like,
oh, a small Frosty doesn't.
We're trying to close, and here comes Austin with a small Frosty.
They have to know you by name.
Yeah.
There he is again.
They're like, oh, dang it.
Tell them the machine's
broken.
They
see my car driving down the street, and they're like, shut the lights off. Pretend we're closed. We closed early tonight. And then it would be such a buzzkill if I did show up and they were closed. Because I'd be.
Did they ever close early? Because they knew.
Sometimes
you were coming.
There were like for cleanings or some. It was bad.
That
my Wendy's bit is anytime I go, it's hey Wendy, can I get 2 JBCs? And
I bet. Yeah, you think they hate me?
They're probably spitting in your food.
Oh my gosh! So, real quick, I wanted to hit on. So you left yesterday early the show, which mm-hmm. it was. Can I be honest? I was a little sad. I was sad that you left. I missed you yesterday, the latter half of the show. Court did a good job filling in for you, but
yeah, he did. You know, I listened the entire time.
Fantastic job.
It'd be like if
according to all the texts that were rolling in.
How many were there?
Court,
none.
No, Court did awesome. But you went for Porter's first day of school, your son's first day of school, mm-hmm. and it was awesome. And it was even more awesome in the sense that you gave him the wrong sign to hold up before for all the photos.
I had a complete mom fail. And
I so
can't even believe it.
We talked about that on the show today, mom fails. And it was awesome because people were calling in with incredible mom fail stories. We didn't have a chance to get to all of them. I wish we had more time. We could have just taken them all. But you said people sent in some to you, right?
They did, because our phone lines were lighting up. And one of the calls, by the way, that came in. Oh, let me just say real quick. I need to backtrack.
Yeah.
My mom fail was the sign mm-hmm. I was holding. And the sign was supposed to be first day of fifth grade.
Right.
Because he's in elementary school.
Sure.
But instead, I grabbed the last day of fifth grade. And not a single human being noticed.
Yeah.
We took all the pictures.
Everyone's
sent them off to school.
No one's like, wait a minute, shouldn't that say first?
I wasn't the only one taking pictures. No one says a word. And then I go to post it, just like every other parent, and I'm like, holy crap. What in the hell did I just do?
It was a total mom fail. But you know what? Mom fails are super common. And I feel like every mom needs to know that. Like every mom needs to know, like, hey, like almost like a kind of like we're all in this together type thing. We all make mom fails. And there are dad fails too.
Oh my gosh.
Probably a lot more of those, but nobody wants to admit
those. Probably a lot more dad fails than anything. But yeah, it's much more embarrassing.
Well, we did have a funny call today, as a matter of fact. I found it hilarious because her mom was Polish.
Yeah.
And she was young, a young child, and didn't realize that at Halloween you dress up. Her mom was kind of newly here from Poland.
Yeah.
So she ran out at the very last second. All the Halloween costumes were gone, and so she grabbed what she thought was a bunny costume.
Yeah, which,
for
I mean,
kid.
Technically it was a bunny costume.
Yeah, but it wasn't just any bunny costume. It was a Playboy bunny costume.
That was hilarious.
I thought, wow.
Right, yeah,
she's
wow.
She's like, and my tail kept falling off at school, and my teacher kept having to try to put the tail back on.
Yeah, sure, Porter held up the wrong sign, but at least he wasn't dressed like a playmate, you know?
That's so right and yet so wrong.
Yeah.
So I did get a couple of emails, which I thought were funny, and I thought, okay, let's share these. One of which is from Kristen. She said, when we were younger, we always went to church on Sundays, and they were Catholic. So being the long trip to the small church that they would always go to, they would leave after Mass and go get donuts. She says, well, all of us kids weren't in the car. They left their brother at the church.
Oh, no. It's a Home Alone.
It was a Home Alone. He was 6 years old.
Oh.
They loaded the car, went to get donuts, and started going, who wants a donut? Okay, what kind of donut? You? And what kind of donut? And wait, where's your brother?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's your brother? Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. So
that's
he was left behind.
Hilarious.
Kristen's brother.
Mom fail. Hashtag mom fail.
Totally. Hashtag mom fail.
That's the name of the podcast today.
Yeah. Hashtag mom fail.
Yeah. And this is another one from Teresa. She said, when my son was 11, he was playing a baseball game and slid into second base. He stood up and was limping back over to the dugout. And the coach, she said, called her over and said he thought that there was maybe something wrong with his foot. I told him to take an Advil and put some ice on it. You'll be fine. Well, the next day, he still couldn't walk. And I kept telling, just take an Advil, elevate it. You're going to be fine. Until she said her husband finally said he thought something was really wrong. And it turns out his foot was broken.
Oh, no.
And he was in a cast for 6 weeks.
Oh.
And the worst part about the whole thing is Teresa is a pediatric nurse.
No!
Oh, no!
I was going to say, like, I would probably make that same mistake.
Right? Toughen up, kids!
Right, because I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell a broken bone from a, from a sprained ankle. Like, but she's a pediatric nurse!
Seriously! And I was like, okay, so, you know, we all have different levels of mom fails.
Yeah.
But... you know, this is when moms kind of all come together and share the mom fails so that we realize, even though we feel like a big jerk at the time because we have failed our children, it does happen to everyone.
It does, including my mom.
Yes.
My mom called in today. She called in late, which is, if you know my mom, it's so on brand for her. But she couldn't find the phone number for the radio station. It's not like we say it every break, Mom. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Mom. Because she will probably listen to this. But she called in, and I, like, it was too late to get her on air. But we recorded her call when she called in because she has a story of...
It's pretty hilarious.
It is probably one of the most embarrassing stories that she has. And my mom is filled with... Like, we kind of nicknamed my mom Lucy, like Lucille Ball, like, because, you know, like, all of the different things Lucille Ball used to get into and I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has similar stories like that.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Just so funny. So many Lisa moments is what we call them. Because that's my mom's name is Lisa. And it was she called in, and I just want to play this story.
I was in a babysitting co-op, and Austin's dad and I were going to be out really late. I told the girl that was babysitting my two children, and she said, "Don't worry, I'll just put your kids to bed with my kids." So when I went to pick them up, we went upstairs, and she said, "I'll get Austin in this room and Whitney's in that room." So I went over to the room and knew I could not turn on the light, because if I woke up her daughter, she would be so upset with me to have to put her daughter back to sleep again. So I waited till my eyes adjusted to the darkness, and I see Whitney in the bed, and I go over to the side of the bed, scoop her up in my arms, only I was in the wrong room, and I had her husband in my arms. He woke up in my arms and was saying, what? And I realized it was a man in my arms, not my daughter. And so I dropped him. And I just kept backing out of the room saying, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I love that story. Thanks so much, Mom. I love you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's a great
Talk
story.
To you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah. That's
hilarious.
Every time she shares that story, we die. Like, because she just tells it so perfect. I wish she had more time. She had to kind of rush the story because we didn't have a ton of time to take her call.
Yeah.
But it is so funny to me that she literally just, she picked up that man, that grown man.
Your mom must be
thinking it was my sister.
Really strong.
Oh yeah, my mom's. You know.
She lift weights.
Oh, she's jacked.
Deadlifter.
No, she doesn't. My mom never worked out, but you would never know. She's great, and I love you, Mom. Thanks so much for calling in, and thanks so much for listening to Melissa and Austin every morning.
Glad your parents do.
Yeah. So look, if you have mom fails, if you have mom fails, don't worry about it. You're not alone.
I'm sure there's more to come.
Yeah.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.